When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Chibag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. We have Bobby Carella talking Mavs for you coming up at 4 o'clock. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Appreciate that. Thanks to Reliant as well for hanging out with us today. Wolchek, you getting into this six-man football thing?
Well, they're showing the highlight of the Hail Mary, Galena Park, North Shore, and Duncanville. And, like, we got to be at that game. We were watching that live.
That was awesome.
It's an unbelievable moment. But, yeah, now we've got 1A or Division I football state championships going on, too. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely – I love this time of year.
Yeah.
Like, this weekend is going – Saturday is going to be awesome. We've got two NFL games.
Right.
We got the college football playoff games, and we've got the state championships. This is a blessing for football this weekend.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they have a lot of – a lot of folks show up for these championship games at AT&T Stadium.
Longview is going to pack the house, man. They're the team I think that traveled the best out of any years that I've been out there. It literally was the entire city of Longview came out to watch Haynes King and the Lobos win that state championship.
Yeah, that is impressive. So good luck to everybody out there. Have fun. Enjoy that a lot. Okay, Tampa Bay. This offense is a little bit different than maybe what you're used to. And I say that in a way of their ability. They've got Mike Evans back, and that really, really has helped their offense. It was a little bit of some struggling going on. This is a team that's beat the Lions, beat the Eagles. Yeah, I mean they've played pretty well, and I kind of look at them. I don't see an 8-6 team. I see a team that's a little bit
pretty good
when you look at. But they've found a way to survive some injuries that they've had along the way. I know Brianna Dix was talking about that and having to be able to navigate that. Yeah. But the last four games, if you look at what Mike Evans has done, he's got 26 receptions for 414 yards and 3 touchdowns. Now he's had some big games the last 3 weeks. And he's one of those guys that's going to They're going to play him in a couple of different spots as you deal with him. He's going to play mainly on the outside, but they're also not afraid to put him inside in the slot. So like 67%, if you're looking at metrics, 67% of the time he's going to play on the outside, and then that means 33%. I want to ask you guys this question. I am not interested in playing AO in this football game outside. And I'm saying this in a way that not because of what happened because they actually, if you look at Next Gen, they pinned that 80-yard play the other day on Hooker is what they did. When they call nearest defender, they pinned that one on Hooker. But they didn't communicate that well on the outside. I want to ask you guys this question. I'm more interested in trying to maybe play Izzy McQuamu on the outside.
Yeah.
Play Lewis on the inside as he always does, but I'm also interested in kind of mixing it up a little bit where I play Lewis on the outside and Izzy on the inside. Just kind of flip things around and starting Izzy over, say, AO in this game with Bland. Because I feel like that if AO plays in this game, they're going to find a way. It's Liam Cohen is going to find a way to match Evans up against AO, and I think that's going to be a real problem. Would you guys be interested in maybe starting Izzy out there with the length that he has, the competitiveness that he has out there, and then maybe mixing it up a little bit with Jordan Lewis playing some on the outside against him. Would you be interested?
Yeah, because I kind of like Lewis maybe against the rookie McMillan. That might be a solid matchup for him.
Yeah.
But I like what you're saying there with Izzy. I mean, Izzy, I'll never, that wild card game against Tampa.
Yeah.
He played in the slot and was absolutely fantastic the way he moved around for that size. I've always wondered, and maybe it's just a smarts thing, an IQ thing at times. But yeah, I'm for giving Izzy some look here.
Yeah, definitely over AO. I'm totally in on that. I mean, you mentioned the body type and how that kind of pairs well going up against Evans. And then you just kind of see how it plays out. If he's getting torched, then, hey, Jordan Lewis, you might need to do something here.
Yeah, I will say this about McMillan. I think he's, again, Brianna talking about, I think he's come on. But he's had 40 targets this season. But he's also the most interceptions have been thrown his way. 40 targets, 5 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is this a guy? Yeah, they might be trusting him a little bit more. But I kind of feel like, though, it sounds like to me, and just kind of watching him play, that a rookie's kind of struggling a little bit there. If Baker Mayfield tends to go his direction and all of a sudden you've got in, that's the most on the team. The 5 interceptions his direction. I don't know, and maybe some of it has to do with Mike Evans being out and stuff like that, but I don't know if you fully trust a guy like that. And can you get away with coverage on a guy like that?
You can try.
I mean,
I'm a big fan of his game. I loved watching him at Washington.
Sure. No, he's a good college player.
But to your point, it seems like these last few weeks, him and Baker are starting to get more on the same page.
So more on the same page.
So maybe that was kind of just like a guy that you're not used to playing.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Playing with a ton early on. That's interesting, though. I mean, maybe that is a guy that you can kind of double Mike Evans and say, hey, force him to beat you.
I would say let's see if McMillan can beat you in this football game. And then maybe you play some coverage and direct that the way to Mike Evans' side and try and get that taken care of.
Well, I mean, so McMillan's usually out of the slot.
He can be, yeah.
He can be.
Or they move him around a little bit, too.
Yeah, they got Sterling Shepard on this team that kind of plays out of the slot a little bit more for them.
I mean, McMillan, 9 catches, 134 yards, 3 touchdowns, 13 targets since week 14.
Yeah.
So he is starting to click a little bit. But that passing game in general makes it tough on you.
Makes it very tough. All right, when you start to talk about the passing game, it's Baker Mayfield, as we all know. What's interesting about Baker Mayfield is when you watch him play, he's got the second fewest air yards per attempt in the NFL at 6.3, but he's got the 8th most yards per attempt. So you can see the run after catch is big with these guys and the way that they play. He's also got the second highest completion percentage in the league at 71%.
Yeah, it's designed that way. It's not like, I'm just checking it down and we'll see what we get. It's like, no, this is designed for you're going to get the ball out quick, 5 yards down the field, and it's set up for the guy to go make a play yak style.
Okay, this is where they hurt you. They hurt you with the back, throwing the ball to the backs in the flat.
Ouch.
Flat is a big, big deal for these guys. Now, let me ask you this. After you saw what
Chase Brown
did to you, are you concerned about what's going on with these backs? Because between these two backs, I think they've had 4 drops, but they've had 80 receptions.
Yeah, Bucky's really strong as a receiver, and Rashad White is a good receiving back.
Yeah.
So that's going to test your rookie, Maris Leofau. I think you feel good about Kendricks, but, I mean, maybe if he gets matched up in a weird position, we saw the amount of running he's had to do at times, and physically is he able to get out there in space? Mm-hmm. That definitely could be an issue.
Huge test for the defense, though, as they get a chance here, and it's the teams that can marry those routes with the blocking concepts that all sync up, and then the guy's gone. I guess there is an advantage that Trayvon Diggs isn't playing, so maybe you get a better tackler in there at least.
Yeah, I do worry about them throwing the ball to these backs. I will say this, though, that when I went back and watched all the sacks that they gave up.
Sack compilation.
Their backs do not protect particularly well. And they had a problem when they were down when Gadecki was not a tackle at right tackle, and they had to play with Justin School. Justin School is a backup who's given up 7.5 sacks this year.
Justin School.
Yeah. And so when he had to play, like, the teams went after him.
Okay.
But this group has done a much better job with protections. But what's happened is if you play on the edges with these guys, they tend to lean. They tend to lean forward. They get forward on their toes. With the wider you play, I watched the Broncos game, which was really, really eye-opening for me. Broncos got a good defense. But what they did was they brought a lot of secondary pressure, a lot of linebacker pressure, and then they played their techniques a little bit wider on the defensive line, and it caused these Buccaneer offensive linemen to have to lean a little bit to go get them. So maybe Dallas thinks about a little bit wider with this up, but we've seen Dallas have some success with some secondary blitz. Hmm. With Jordan Lewis getting home, Donovan Wilson getting home. Don't be surprised if Mike Zimmer sees that, watches that Broncos game, and kind of dials some things up on that one.
This is like an IQ test, though, for their OC Cohen, though. I mean, if he's really paying attention, you stay out of that as much as possible.
Absolutely.
And you run all over these guys.
Yeah, that's where Bucky Urban is going to come in this game. And Bucky Urban's averaging about 5.6 yards a carry.
Oh, my gosh.
And that puts him in the area of Saquon Barkley, who's 5'9", Henry, who's 5'8". And Gibbs, who's 5'6". Dallas has faced all these guys this season. But you've got, with Bucky Urban, you've got an explosive runner. Mm-hmm. He's got 20 runs of 10 yards or better on 152 carries. Wow. He didn't have the carries of these other guys, but he's got, so that means 13% of his runs are explosive plays. He's also had 685 yards after contact. He's had a total of 852 yards. So 685 of his yards have come after contact.
Yeah, so I feel like we could be in for a 40 burger. This might be flashback to reality with a devastating 3-4 score loss.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of a problem. This guy's going to make you miss tackles, but he's also where they run the ball primarily is between the tackles. That's where he makes his hay. Like, if you look at 54% of his runs have been, and I was watching the tape, have been between the tackles. Just to give you an example, Rico Dowdle's 64% of his runs. Brandon Jacobs is at 64%, and Bijan Robinson's at 69%. Those are the top running backs when it comes to running between the tackles. And so Dallas is going to have their hands full with that concept with him running.
Let's go, Mozzie. Yeah. Linville Joseph.
There you go.
Kendricks, Leah Fowl. Going to be a big game for them. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
And he'll take a look at that Tampa defense for you tomorrow in depth. Krusty's Corner 340 brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Bobby Corella, All City Dallas. We'll talk Mavs with him next, the Nation.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.